Reading for December 14th, entitled, Move Forward. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. Go forward, was the word of the Lord to Israel as they stood with the Red Sea before them, and Pharaoh's host pressing hard after them. They obeyed. And as Moses smote the waters with his rod, lo, they parted and stood up on one side as a wall, making a path over which the people passed in safety. With faith and trust, let us go forward in the word that the Lord has given us, assured that He will be with us as our helper and protector. Go forward, not in self-sufficiency and self-exaltation, yet filled with faith and hope and courage. Angels of God are guarding His faithful ones. If they keep the way of the Lord, they will receive all needed help. Much of the Lord's work has, in the beginning, been small, despised by those who desire to see it carried forward from the first with strength and importance. But the Lord must test His workers, many of whom are not able to bear success, who, should it come to them, would exalt self. Let God be praised and magnified. Let men walk in humility before Him, glorifying Him, not themselves. Those who work most successfully for God are those who are much in prayer, who place their entire dependence on Him. In many cases, the dearth of means felt is in accordance with God's plan, that His work may be carried forward in the same way that the majesty of heaven carried it forward. Economy, self-denial, and self-sacrifice are ever to be revealed. Until the end of time, the church will have to strive with difficulties that God's work may stand out pure and clean, untainted with fraud or intrigue. Every institution God will cleanse by driving out the buyers and sellers. Believe in God and walk in His counsel. You may be permitted to struggle with difficulties, and then the Lord reveals His power and wisdom in answer to humble prayer. Have confidence in Him as a prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God. He will reveal Himself to you as a God who can help in every emergency. The ministry of the Word does not rest merely upon those who preach the Word, but upon all who read and hear the Word. The hearts of God's people are to be so filled with the love of Christ that their words of thanksgiving and praise will warm other hearts in need of help. This is service that all can perform, and the Lord accepts it as offered to Himself. He makes it efficacious by imparting to the earnest worker the grace that reconciles man to God. Taken from Manuscript 158, dated December 14, 1902, entitled Fragments.